Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in super warm Las Vegas, Nevada. Quite a departure for us, isn't it?
It most certainly is. You know, when we caught the plane, it was raining like crazy. We got here. It's beautiful weather. You got the shows. You got the food. But most of all, you have Collaborate 14. And we have met with some really interesting folks. This is going to be no exception. We have with us from a company called Excel for Apps, Mr. Lynn Snell, and his colleague, client, Rodney Tillinghast. Is that close?
Very good job.
and Rodney, you're with Taconic Farms?
Taconic Farms, yes.
Well, welcome to the show, gentlemen. I want to start with you, Lynn, if I could.
Sure.
Give us just a quick overview, Excel for Apps. What are you guys out there doing for folks?
Okay, so we take Excel, which almost every financial person has been using since 1984, and we turn Excel into a front end, giving our clients direct access to live, that's real-time data, in both SAP and Oracle E-Business Suite.
He's answered that question before,
yeah,
I think.
It sounds like you've done that.
And you bought it the first time he said it, right?
I bought the free trial.
Is that how it works, Len? Most people try it with the free trial?
And In fact,
they try it on a little bit, see how it works?
Exactly. We offer a 30-day free trial, but we don't restrict folks to 30 days. If they, you know, financial people are very busy, so we allow them to use the product until they're extremely comfortable with it.
Uh-huh.
We provide free training to maximize their ability to, you know, capitalize on what they've...
And to get the most out of it, right?
Exactly, to get the most out of that trial time.
Now, Rodney, what was the pain you were having where you were like, let me try these guys out a little bit?
Well, we were in R12 cutover very early. R12 implementation. So it was a green field, and it was up for us to really develop our own. Yeah, figure it out and develop our own financial reports, and it just wasn't moving along at the speed our management really wanted.
What's some of the clues that it's not moving as fast as you'd like?
Transparency, reporting down to different management levels. We had mastered the high level reports, but the flavor and the level of detail and the granularity really wasn't there. And so it had forced us back into using an old data warehouse within F9.
And then you're like, why am I doing that? Right, you're going backwards, to us
it seemed like going backwards. We were using an older version that was no longer supported, and it didn't also support multi-currency very well either. So we had cobbled it through and made it work for a little while, but we had certainly not done well under that platform.
And how did you find Excel for Apps?
What's really funny is I was interviewing a candidate for a senior analyst position, and she just said, you know, you got this stuff is awesome. She's like, it drives all of our manufacturing variances.
And you weren't familiar with it at all?
You know,
we'd heard of it.
We had not been familiar with it because we had such a strong CIO at the time that was really Oracle focused, and uh-huh. anything that was not didn't say Oracle at the beginning of it.
not interesting.
Yeah, it was shunned. Rituals shunned.
So, Taconic Farms, tell us a little bit about that business.
We are a producer of laboratory rodents and associated services. So we're about a $150 million company, family-owned.
Just in rodents.
Family-owned.
Family-owned, yes.
Wow.
And we've been around since 1952. So we're about, you know, there's only really about four or five different players of size in this industry. So as such, you know, it's
And you do business all over the world?
We do. We do. We actually have four locations within the U.S. We have Denmark and also Germany.
And that's why the currency component was important?
It was. We had not gone live with R12 internationally at the beginning. We just did the U.S. and then took a little break and figured out what worked, what didn't work, and then went live in the international segments in 2011.
Now, Len, how does that, does the international component, is that important for you guys?
Extremely important for us. Our headquarters is in Sydney, Australia, mm-hmm. and we have development offices in Sydney as well as Johannesburg in South Africa and then here in the United States. We provide around-the-clock support 24/7 to our clients. We have about 16,000 users in 62 countries.
So things are up and running. They're successful. We got that piece of the relationship under our belt. What is it like now? Do you guys communicate periodically, monthly, weekly? You go hang out at the ball game? How does it work from here forward?
Well, I think to me is now you're into that support phase,
yeah.
And that to me is very, very important, because and at every tournament, Excel for Apps has been there for us, and you know we've run across some interesting support issues, and we actually do appreciate the round the world coverage, because we actually do get, you know, if you have something come up at 11 o'clock at night, you can ping somebody, and you will get somebody, you know, on it right away. And
as opposed, because some companies, you're waiting another business day is going by, and it's hard to communicate.
It is, and we operate on such tight closing deadlines that, you know, if you can't get somebody on that right away, you've already burned another day in the closing process without really any progress.
Right.
And that always gets to see sweet execs really excited.
That's right.
They love that, right?
Yeah. To say the ticket is open.
Still open.
I have a ticket number.
So I got to know your backstory, man. How did you get involved in this line of work? And, well, and maybe more importantly, what keeps you here?
What keeps me? I think it's called a paycheck.
Right.
I mean, it keeps me here. No, I actually thought it was, it sounds like it's a very simple program, just to say, hey, you know, we breed mice, we ship them, they're on their way. But it's actually a dynamic industry. The pharmaceutical industry has undergone such dramatic changes over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, and it's really actually forced us as a family business to really look at how to dynamically change with how the economy's going. So it's actually opened up a lot of doors to us to start to think about the Far East and where we're going there, what our strategy is in Europe, and what we're doing within the U.S. So it's, you know, to me, I thought I would actually understand this industry in about 2 or 3 years, and you know, I'm 5 years into it, and I'm still learning things every day.
Now, is this the first time you've worked for a family-owned business?
Yes, it actually is.
Because it's a little different than
it is. I've done a bunch of private equity companies. I've done a bunch of SEC clients, and this is actually the first time that I've actually worked for a family that is actually committed to the business. They want to keep the business. They're on generation 3 right now, so
wow.
They're actually transitioning.
That's unusual, right?
It is.
In America.
It is. They actually are transitioning. We the only family member that's within our senior management is just the executive chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is actually kind of a different, it's a different environment. You have to understand a lot of different family members, which is kind of interesting, but it's also been another challenge too.
And your experience here at Collaborate 14, is this something that Lynn conned you into attending, or tell us a little bit about your experience here.
He heard the word Vegas.
And boom, he was in.
I think that's I should go to that.
There are worse places to go.
They don't want this on the record. I can see that right now. The producer's going to have to edit this whole segment out.
No, what it was is we've always been interested in seeing the show,
right,
and seeing what it could do for our end users, and we kind of were using this as a test ground to say, could we actually derive value from this? And
right.
And I'm going to come back and say, you know, absolutely, we should be sending, you know, our business techs here to actually further, because we've actually stabilized the Oracle platform. Now it's really trying to figure out all the different tools that come within Oracle already that you're not using, that you're not taking advantage
That's
of.
That's right.
You're paying for it, right?
Yeah. You might as well get the most out of it.
Oh, believe me, we have Oracle functionality that we've paid for that I don't even realize how or why we bought it.
Right. I bet you hear that a lot, right, Len?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Well, I got to tell you, Lynn, this is not the first time, this will be no surprise to you, that we have heard clients extol the virtues of Excel for Apps. You guys have a marvelous reputation in the marketplace, and
you
obviously continue to live up to it. So it's a delight to have you on the broadcast, man.
Thank you. I retired from a very large company. I'm not used to being able to say that, but 100% of our clients are very important to us, and we love them, and they're referenceable.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more about Excel for Apps, the website for you guys?
It's www.excelforapps.com.
And that's the number 4?
Number 4, yes.
And then they can, from that website, they can get that free trial?
The free trial is available on the website, and certainly when they log into that website, we know that they've been there, and typically somebody will contact them.
And if they become a new client this year, I think this same conference is in Vegas again next year. So I think everything
maybe
just works out. Right?
Maybe Len will invite you next year, right?
We'd love to come
back.
I'm trying to
do a solid for him, yes.
What about Taconic Farms, the website for you guys?
www.taconic, just taconic.com.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for inviting us.
All right. We will be back in a few from the floor of Collaborate 2014.